الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله والملك للخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار بقدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة إنها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأثم روح الفدا بخبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال المقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, Allah has given us the very great ibadah of namaz, which has been given to us in this month of Ramadan, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went for Mi'raj. Namaz, just a few aspects that we all should try and correct. By and large, everyone we see, for example, if a person is driving his car, and the silencer is dragging on the ground, shock absorbers are not working, wheel alignment is out, and everything, if the windows are opening, they don't close. If they close, they don't open. It's not road worthy. The passengers in the car, your little children, you're taking off and the doors are not closed, also stuff. We're still getting in and we are thinking of what will be the condition of life. So like that if our namaz is also everything happens, what is the condition of that namaz? If our namaz, the sky is not road worthy, if our namaz is not namaz worthy, it comes in the hadith sharif, that namaz is taken, made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at that person. So the whole of namaz is a long procedure and we should try and spend time in the khansa by Allah's fadal. Every year, practical namaz is also done, so that we could see and correct our namazes. And these are such things that a person, when he's blind to something, no matter how much you tell him, he doesn't register. You explain to him so much, he doesn't register. Of the few things of our namaz, just one or two things, the starting point, is placing our legs and the whole stuff almost is straight. And that comes also afterwards. Every individual, there are three main aspects of our legs. They are all by and large Hanafis yet, and explaining from the Hanafi point of view, if there are Shafis, that's different, but I'm still explaining from the Hanafi point of view, which is the pure Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the legs must be all of us now. How much of us? Four fingers. And check ourselves, you'll find that we are standing so much apart. Very, very few are standing four fingers apart. We know the masala, everyone knows it. But when I know my silencer mustn't be dragging on the ground. But it's dragging and I'm not even worried about it. So our feet, four fingers. And which direction was he facing? Every one thing, I can say, safely everyone, almost everyone. The first one day is facing Bollywood and one is facing Bollywood. So where is Kaaba and the barakat of Kaaba going to come in one? Therefore we got in our lives all the things of Bollywood and all the things of Hollywood we got in our lives. Our legs are facing like that in the prime of our ibadat, the namaz. In that our faces are, we are facing towards Bollywood and Hollywood. So all those things, so we find the World Cup means the world to us. The fashion of the people, the fashion of the kuffar, torn jeans, patched jeans, half socks. The profession of the kuffar means the world to us. Today, even in our the ladies' burqas, abayas, they also all brand names, etc. In almost everything, somebody just told me, even in ihram now brand names. Allah save our kafan from brand names. And their brand name is not going to help in the khabar, the deed, but we'll get it, we'll be smited from right to left, and we go in that condition. So our leg, we are not facing. And when we are facing the Kaaba Sharif, try to be brief because we have to get on to our subject. But we get the barakat of five Anbiya when we face the Kaaba. And we don't just respect the Kaaba. Our toilets, all of us we care whether our toilets are not facing the Qibla or whether our backs are not facing the Qibla when we are doing our toilet. Our base, just to keep the system of the room in order, we ignore that they're about the legs facing Qibla. So if our legs are facing Qibla, and all our ibadat, even our nafal ibadat, even when we are making tilawat, if we can, it's not for us, but if we can, great barakat we will get. And at least in namaz, properly, our chest is facing Qibla, that our legs also be facing. So if we do that, we get the barakat of five Anbiya. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first who built the Kaaba ship. Then Noah alayhi salatu wasalam, after the flood came in his time, then he rebuilt the Kaaba ship. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, two Nabis built the Kaaba ship. And then our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Quraysh had rebuilt the Kaaba, and he also took part, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put the Hajar al-Aswad on its place. So we get that barakah. When Allah tabaraka ta'ala created the world, the creation, then this whole, everything was only water. Then the place where the Kaaba Sharif is, a bubble appeared there. And then from that point, Allah made land and stretched out the land in the continents, the islands, and the world we know. Allah stretched it out. And then Allah addressed all those lands and the water, all His creation, that are you coming to me, taw'an aw karha, willingly or unwillingly. You have to come, the taqweeni umur, the taqweeni command, what Allah commands, they have to do this. But are you going to do it willingly or unwillingly? The first place where the land of the Kaaba, where the bubble was, where the Kaaba is, that says, I'm coming willingly. Allah was so happy that whoever faces the Kaaba, Allah makes him also make all his ibadat willing. Then we don't take our ibadat as a duty, our namaz, or the following injunctions of deen, then we'll never ever feel that deen is hard for us, that it is very strict or it is outdated now. Love will come in our hearts and we'll practice deen what's special. We won't have any reservations about anything about deen. And a person, in fact, if he cannot practice on deen and perfect and proper deen, he will feel very, very awkward and uncomfortable. You see that in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were not prepared to forego one sajda on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even if they had to become blind, they were prepared to take that. Anything else, any difficulty, but they wanted their ibadah. So this will come when we will have this respect and honor for the Kaaba. So that is, one is four fingers of us. And one great alim of our country, when he was studying in Jalalabad, he was making his namaz and his legs were not 4 meters apart. Hazratji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his namaz, Hazratji put his 4 fingers between his legs. And then he brought his little closer, but it was still. This is how we don't, man has got this droplet in him. Hazratji did not leave him until he brought his 2 legs 4 fingers apart. And this is not only for our Farz namaz, for every namaz. And the, so it's 4 fingers apart facing Qibla. Another unexplainable thing to me, I don't understand, that so many good people making namazes for how many years, but the 2 legs, our own, forget the line almost on line, our own 2 legs are not, one is front and back, very, very formal. We stand with one leg, this one in front, this one at the back, or this one, and up to 3-4 centimeters of it. When a person is standing, we should check first. We can't just start driving our car if the door is open, one child's leg is still outside, we start driving, start our namaz. And this is really the duty of the imam also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not just say, Sakku, Sukku, Pakku, make yourself straight. He walked in the steps. And the only place I saw this happening is in riding. When those days we spent time, we saw that they had people appointed who should walk in the steps and make sure that all are standing on their line. And it comes clearly in the hadith, if we don't straighten ourselves, then our hearts, Allah will make differences come. So the ikhtilaf and the differences we got is not outside. And it's not those who are not making namaz, their guna is that another. It's we who are in the masjid. And we are making namaz, we are causing all the differences in the ummah. And a person when his own legs are not straight properly, he will find himself confused. He will find himself, he is all the time confused because his 2 legs are not straight. In the video, and if the imam's legs are not straight, then what of the community? And you, if you say the first step, make the first step straight, the others will follow accordingly. But if the imam, so the imam, the mutawalli, the musalli, the ulama, across the board we find that it's just the starting of our namaz. Then all the other points, raising of the hands, that's the fastening of the hands, how we are sufficient. This is just the outward form of namaz. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw a person petting his beard in namaz. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if he had Allah in his heart, if he had devotion, his whole body will be motionless. And just we find that we are stretching here, stretching there. All this in the namaz continuously we are doing, it is a clear sign that Allah is not in our heart. And that namaz, that capsule without method himself, that namaz without Allah himself. We are happy namaz is made, and many of us, not only our namaz, our whole being, that we got the form of being, the structure of being, but inside no being. And I usually give this example, and it's only an example. Many people, because we give the example, they think we agree with that also. The example is Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give. You are having meals with your special guest, and you got coke on the table. I said, I'm just giving you an example, otherwise don't even look at coke. Forget drinking it. And forget that there's deeming implications of it. From a health point of view, it is nothing but poison. From a health point of view also. So anyway, you've got it, and you can see from the bottle, it's chilled also. And everyone likes it, and it's advertised also, drink it ice cold. And there's a reason for that. When you drink it ice cold, the sugar content in it, you don't feel it. And the amount of sugar by that, and all the other things, they make you a diabetic. And then they give you medicine, not to take away your diabetes, but they say, doctor will tell you, whole life you have to have it. And if you don't have it, you can go into a coma. This can happen to you. And they put fear in you, and now they put themselves on your payroll. Whole life you have to pay them by the medicine. And not to finish, a team will give you medicine to take away the demand. He will give you methods just to suppress it all the time. Whether it's cholesterol, whether it's high blood, it's not to finish the bimari. It's just to suppress it. So anyway, now, but you have first vinegar, black vinegar in the Coca-Cola bottle. And the person takes one sip, how angry he becomes. That what you think about us, if we got the outward form of Islam. And that is why people then want to call us terrorists, and they want to call us all types of names, because we got the name of Islam, religion of peace, religion that surrenders to Allah. But inside we got husband, wife, whether it's ulama, the abuse of the woman, physical abuse, and monetary abuse. One case just now, one of our students, the wife, father sends money for her, and he abuses it and uses it, and she doesn't see a bit of it. How much of abuse in this year? If we have that Islam, I usually say that if a person goes to the Khanqa, he goes in Jamaat, and then he comes back, if he doesn't give one bayan also, but he learns to be a perfect husband, which Islam teaches. Then the wife, she will tell all the house ladies, family ladies in the community, send your man in Jamaat. My husband went, he came back as an angel. How he used to swear at us, how he used to fight with us, how he was dirty in his habits. What bad things he had. Now he come back and think we have to get these qualities to us. So just having the outward name of Islam and bluffing ourselves, I got Islam. Whether it is the title, big title of Hazrat Maulana Shaykh and whatever else it might be, whether it be the outward form of topi, here, sunnah form, but inside no sunnah. It is just an outward form to deceive people, just to make ourselves happy that we are good Muslims, but what is our condition? Each one of us, what is our condition? In my namaz, what's my condition? The outward form of namaz, I got, and in any case, this is better than not having namaz. But then to consider just having the outward form and there's no namaz. I'm not even in the masjid. I'm here, but I'm in the whole world. At night when I'm under my blanket, I'm at home with my wife, but I'm in the whole world. I'm now in a casino, now I'm in a prostitute place, now I'm in this place. All these things, we know it is happening. What is our condition? So we have the outward form of Islam, but no Islam in us. Outward form of namaz, but we're not even in the masjid. We are somewhere in the past, somewhere in the present. Allahu Akbar. One murid of Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullahi, Hazrat was training them to have ihsan in namaz. That is, that we worship Allah as though we are seeing Allah. And if not, at least we know that Allah is watching us. And that quality. So one murid came and he told Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, I managed to get this quality. So Hazrat asked him, is it in namaz or is it out of namaz also? We have to have this connection with Allah. Today we are all, we have made asbab, haram asbab are out of the question. Mean, halal asbab, we make them God. We think they are doing our work for us. And only Allah does this. Sabab is a sabab. Asbab hai, arbab nahi hai. They are not gods. One Allah, la ilaha, is a negation of everything besides Allah. Your medicine, your shop, your job, only Allah is the doer. And Allah uses and you use it as a means. Sunnah it is, you get the sawab of sunnah. But if you use it with the conviction that the medicine is giving me my shifa, if I don't take my medicine, what will happen to me? And Allahu Akbar. Just recently, a family, they went for holidays to the Rajan first, which was not open, but the man forgot to take his medication for his heart. And till that time, he couldn't even really walk and he kept crying. Now, he didn't want to tell them and upset them at the holiday, he stayed without it. To his utter surprise, he started saying, walking more. He's not going out of breath. The next day, even more he was walking. Then he just cancelled all that dawah. So all that dawah, in most cases, many, many people, they gave up their medicine and their health improved tremendously. greatly they have improved. This medicine is to keep you sick, to make other sicknesses come in you. And it's a very, very vicious cycle of this Western medicine which we call. So anyway, so the outward form is not going to help us. At the time of mort, when Malakul Mort comes and he puts his one finger on our life vein, we can't speak anything. What we go through, nobody knows. Then we are now mu'attar. We can't do anything now. And at that time, he will take out what is in the heart. Not what is in our tongues. I'm giving big, big bayans. These bayans will not help anymore. Big, big bayans. Only Allah does. Allah is the doer. Top of our voice. Little covert things, we say now what the president say we must do. What Quran and Hadith said, we forgot it completely. Now we what the scientists say we must do. That's not going to help us. What's in the heart, that will come out. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Anyway, we are now, today is the 6th of Rajab that has started. And this is a glorious occasion that has come. This, okay, we look from in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala are 12. في كتاب الله. It is in Lohi Mahfuz. Absolute decree. Nobody can change it. That is what Allah has ordained. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this order of Allah was from the time He created the heavens of the earth. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةٌ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. 4 months of the 12th month are the sacred month. So this is one of the sacred months, the month of Rajab which we are in now. And then comes, we have Shaban, Ramadan, great, great months. Shawwal, then Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. What great months. The 3 other months which are the sacred months. Minha Arba'atun Hurum. Zalika Deenul Qayyim. That is the perfect, solid system of Allah. Allah has ordained that. But the pagan Arabs, warfare, fighting has become their hobby, their pastime. They couldn't live without it. And when they were at war, and they did not finish that war of theirs, then they should change the names of the month also. And they should change the months also. Number of the year, month of the year also. Sometimes they should make the year 14 months. Sometimes they should make it 10 months. They all that. So Allah says, that is all total. Don't do that. And the ulama mufassirin have written, a few ayats before this, Allah Ta'ala refers to the ayat, اِتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُحْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. A very great other wrong, which the people were involved in, the Jews and the Christians, they made their rabbis, and they made their Rahban and Ahbar, their learned people and their pious people. They made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. And this was that when they gave any verdict, any fatwa, any masala, contrary to what Allah's masala is, then the people accepted that. So they made a new religion. Okay? So that Allah refers to. So that great wrong, when the Jews and Christians do it, we at the top of our voices, we decry them. That the Jews and Christians sold their religion. They changed their religion, and we all know that. But when our own ulama do it, then we say we must respect them. Somebody, my best friend, has got an affair with my wife. I say I must respect him, he's my friend. Because that doesn't matter that he's got an affair with my wife. For the deen of Allah, that doesn't matter. But because he's a big alim, and these Ahbar and Rahman were not ordinary ulama and pious people. Extremely pious, very, very pious, very learned. But Allah Ta'ala said that when we changed the masala and they sold the deen, then it equated that they made them partners to Allah Ta'ala. So for this ummah also we are warned, whoever is in the ummah, whoever changes the masail, interest is an absolute no-no. It's a haram. Whether you give it Islamic terms, whether you call it Islamic banking, or whether you give it some nice Islamic name, interest is interest.
You can call it whatever you want to. Photography is haram. Totally. There are four proofs to prove a masala. Quran, Hadith, Iman, and Qiyah. There is no fiqh to it. And photography, from this, it is from Quran, from Hadith. Clear Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. And a sad day we see today, a person who can make khatam of Bukhari Sharif, who teaches Bukhari Sharif, and Bukhari Sharif contains the hadith that photography is totally haram. But he is on photography, on the TV, on the YouTube. What a mockery of deen are we making. So when these conditions come, then the plight of the ummah is evident. So this has to happen. If you're doing all this wrong thing, then the plight of the ummah is evident. And clearly it comes that when the ulama will be involved in haram, the ummah will be involved in irtidad, leaving Islam, going out of the fold of Islam, which not only has become a common thing, not a fashion, but they go on the internet and they boast about it. And they encourage other people also to go out of Islam. In our country and many countries, it's not so common stuff. But India, our Muslim girl going with the Hindu boys, it's unbelievable what's happening. Or because of our, and this is what is called lazim majnoon. If this you do, then this must happen. If this is happening, that must be happening there. That is the condition of the ulama and the result in the ummah. And we have to come clear of these things if we want any goodness. So anyway, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't harm yourself during this month. What is the harm of this during this month? And also, we must not worry about the ulama, worry about ourselves. Today, the ordinary person passing remarks of ulama, we are not going to be asked about it. We will be asked, what is your religion? Ma deenuka, ma rabbuka, who is your Rabb? You won't be asked, who is that Maulana's Rabb? And what was that Maulana's religion? We won't be asked that. We worry about ourselves. And what is our condition? Allah Ta'ala says, with regard to the asking of things from the wife of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also observe parda strictly there. Because وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فِي مَرَضٍ
فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ
فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. That person who has got a sickness in his heart, he will even have bad thoughts of the wife of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much your precaution is required. So we must worry about ourselves. We are worried about the ulama, passing remarks, all about them. What we will be asked about ourselves. And that give us tawfiq to understand. And every person, how much we have got, today it's common. For most of us, the ages which we are, when we were small, we started going to school. So it was a Western way of life, the whole schooling system. And then, though that time there wasn't all the Darwin theory and all those things were not there, but it was a Western system, that uniform or whatever, we got used to all that. And then afterwards, how much more we got, that way of life became our way. And now we want to look, Turkish poet says, don't look at the world, don't look at Islam with the eyes of the world. Look at the world with the eyes of Islam. But our eyes have become the eyes of the world. This whole system that has come. And today we know how sad it is. A 3-month-old child, the mother will put on the TV for him with a comic strip, with some cartoon. So all that is going into the child. He goes to pre-primary, Montessori. All that Western way is going into him. Now evolution is being pumped into him. Now theory is being pumped into him. So he becomes foolish. Now he thinks like that. And then worse it is when the love of that way comes into us. And then worse than that when we are promoting that way of life. And if you become an alim and you have got all that in you, well, your mind is warped. Your mind is crooked. Now with a crooked mind you try and find the proof in the Quran. And now and this is common. Now and the Quran Sharif says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا يَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. أَدَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ. In spite of having knowledge of Quran and Hadith, the person Allah makes him go free with that knowledge. He will use Quran to go lead him to Jahannam. He will use Hadith in order to take him following the pressure. A person today wears the Bermuda, all the funny things of the Bermuda. And when you ask him, he says, Sunnah to wear your trousers well above your ankle. Where have we gone? What direction? And this cannot come out until we don't stay with those people who have the love of deen in their heart. And we take out all this love of dunya. And so we have that way of life, the love of that way. And we start promoting that way of life. And this is when it becomes so dangerous, when we as leaders and we are promoting that. And more dangerous, those people who are telling all, you must respect those people, who are taking you away from the deen of Allah, who are leading you to Jannah, and you must respect those people who are adulterating, who are destroying the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes clearly in the hadith. مَنْ وَقَّرَ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ. A person who respects and honors, a person who brings new things in religion. فَقَدْ عَانَ عَلَىٰ حَدْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ. أو كما قال, that person has helped to destroy Islam. That person who respects those people. Not that he is just doing the wrong, but he is calling for respect for those people. That you must respect them and you must follow them. They also got their view. There is another view also. And you are respecting them, you are aiding to destroy the deen of Nabi Muhammad, which Nabi alayhi salam and his Sahaba, the ninth ibadah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last 10 nights of Ramadan ibadah, and the Sahaba, their sacrifices. What sacrifices? And today we, just because we respect everyone, and we are watering and down all the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are helping to destroy the deen of Islam. Though we are not actively engaged, but we are also actively destroying the deen of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, the great month has come now, and what a great month Allah ta'ala has given us. It is written in that the month of Rajab, it is from the word Tarjeeb, and that means to honor. Anyone who honors this month of Rajab, Allah will honor that person. And to honor this month, two main ibadahs are referred to. In fact, they are in another three, third and fourth also. The one is to make Tawbah and Istighfar, in particular. And Tawbah and Istighfar must be sincerely from the heart. As in the Nazam now we heard, that if you make Tawbah sincerely from your heart, Allah changes your condition. And that person who just outwardly says Tawbah, Tawbah, and he doesn't want to change from his heart, and then he says that I'm making so long Tawbah and Istighfar, nothing is happening. Sincerely you make, and overnight you'll see you turn a new being. That ease and comfort that will come in your heart. And inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. You could have been in so many difficulties, Allah will take you out of all those difficulties. But the tawbah and sincerity must be from the heart. That I'm determined, I'm turning a new leaf. You can be a drug addict, wallah. You can be an alcoholic, a womanizer, gambler. I can't give up my habit. You have every person Allah has given in his body, his heart. And in every person's heart, Muslim and non-Muslim, Allah has put that power that you can use it, and no matter what, if that was not possible, you can't stay away from guna. Then Allah should not have made faras that you must say that you are helpless now, you can't help it, you are excused. No, it is faras on everyone. That means we can't give it up, but we are not using that. We are immature. This power which Allah has given us, we are not using it. If we use it, so a person will be honored if he makes tawbah, keeps the roza in this month. The great honorable mi'raj that was granted in this month. Mi'raj, that it was, mostly ulama explained, that in a few minutes, what a long journey Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam undertook. his way did not go cold, and he undertook the journey from Mecca, from his home to Kaaba, from Kaaba to Baitul Muqaddas, from there the seven heavens, and passed there, and when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't go, and all that in that short time.
Mm-hmm.
And another alim explained it also very beautifully. All this took that long time. How much it will take? Of course, the buraq was there. And what was the speed of the buraq? All that, but it took that amount of time. But this time, Allah put the whole system of the world on hold. Nothing is checked unless controlled. This builds our iman. That Allah is that absolute power. Allah, time and tide waits for no man. But Allah puts a stop on tide and time, and it blocks there. Whether Allah wants to block it for 1,000 years or 10,000 years, Allah blocks it, it blocks. And the whole system still carries on when Allah. And not only for this Mi'raj, but we find for the Asr of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah made the sun rise again. Mm-hmm. For the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala kept the sun up till they finished the Asr. So Allah, so this iman is first. And the other thing of this, of the month of Rajab, the great namaz was given to us. Mi'raj ul Mu'min. For every person, Allah grants us Mi'raj. But that is the late namaz. If it is just up and down, kissing the ground, back to town, then we don't expect anything. We need Ayatul Kursi, and we make sure my premiums are being paid. All my locks are locked. We got no yaqeen on Ayatul Kursi. A formality we are doing. Iman is to know. Yaqeen is to believe. That conviction. Just to know, there are people who great ulama who written kitab on iman. What iman should be, but that's the knowledge of it. Yaqeen, an ordinary farmer walking on in his farm, and he's got that yaqeen, Allah is the sole doer. His yaqeen is so great. It is that yaqeen that we have to have. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ أَنَّ السَّاعَةَ And end the kitab, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ Iman, yaqeen is required, that conviction, not just to know, and not just to give a sabah, but to have that yaqeen. When if you give your sabah, and a student comes and asks you, and then you tell the student, yes, it is, but you cancel everything. When they see a girl for marriage, and everything, all giving positive report. You saw her, you are happy. Somebody tells you everything is 100%. But that one but cancels all the things before. You want to buy a car, tell you very good car, everything, engine is like this, one owner, driver, everything very good, but that one but cancels. So we also, with our iman in Islam, our ifs and buts, there is no ifs and buts in Islam. And there is one Islam by Allah. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَفْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ And that is the deen مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ إِيَّاكُ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ كُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ كُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ The new thing, whether it is going to university and not going for Quran and Hadith lessons, now giving university education and promoting university, now going on TV, promoting deen on TV, all this new thing, interfaith thing, hudan, the hudanness, they are promoting the White House Islam, a modern Islam, a totally wrong Islam, and they are destroying the Islam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Their effort is to destroy. So if you are going in that direction, and you are going with the LGBT, and all this other thing, this new thing, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us. So it is a clear direction that we have to choose. So anyway, this is that the person will be honest if he makes tawbah. Another, the month of Rajab is called Al-Asr. Al-Asr, that is the fastest flow. In this month, the flow of Allah's mercy, it comes in leaps and bounds. It is just flowing. In وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ لَفَحَاتِ There are certain occasions, moments, which are very special. Allah just opens his doors. فَتَعَرَّضُوا And now present yourself for those occasions. Don't be neglectful. First occasion, a month of Rajab, this rabat of Allah is flowing on your ummah. Taste of it. Don't close your heart. Open your heart. There were many places on the farms. where they are supplied water from the dam and then the canal. Some people's turns come 2 o'clock in the morning. 1-2 hours you can irrigate your farm. If you are sleeping that time, you lost out everything. So this month Allah's rahmat is coming. If you are sleeping, you are unmindful, you are not paying attention, you will lose out everything. Another meaning of this month is that it is a light of acceptance descends on the RBD. A special nur of Allah comes. Those people who engage themselves more in ibadah. It is also called al-Asam, the death month. Death because in these months, the four-sacred months, no warfare. So no beating of the drums, no war cries are called. So it's like quiet, like a deaf man to think. People should travel around freely. They knew that nobody will stop you or interfere with you. In this man, there is no warfare. So this is also called Al-Asr. And then Rajab is the name of a great, beautiful, heavenly river in Jannah. It is more white, it is more whiter, whiter than milk. And it is more sweeter than honey. And it is more more cool than snow. And this will be exclusively for those people who keep roza during this month of Rajab. So try and keep Ayyami Deed. These the days, the bright days, the white days, the special days 13, 14 and 15, which have got great value, health value also. Great value. Keep roza Monday and Thursday. Keep roza for these months. A person who keeps in these 4 months, Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza, he gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadah. So what an opportunity for us. If you just keep this Thursday, Friday and Saturday, so about 16 weekends. Of course, the 10, 11, 12 and 13, 4 days of Dhul Hijjah. After Bakrid and the 3 days after, to keep roza is haram. If that comes to the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's haram to keep roza on those days. That is the ziyafat of Allah Ta'ala. You cannot keep roza on those days. So these days are very, very special. And the whole month of Rajab. And then Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullahi alayh, one of the great scholars of Islam, and his great tafsir, Ahkam al-Quran, he says in there one exclusive quality, characteristic of the month of Rajab is whatever good you will do in this month, it will last the whole year. Whatever wrong you will do, it will also last the whole year. And whichever wrong you give up, you'll be saved. Almost all of us know we got the eye problem, looking at other women. We got the tongue problem, backbiting, slandering, false accusation, looking, talking bad about people, ribat, etc., anger. We've got how many wrong things? Just control it in that month. And you'll see the whole year, and then you won't have to make an effort. You just make your effort now. You're going for a training course, during your training period, do it properly. Then it becomes your nature for life. Then you are, it will come in you. And do it, and next year, the month of the Rajab and the Ashwari Hurum, again do it more better. Within 3-4 years, you'll be a wali of Allah. You'll become a farishta. So these months we must not let go in any way. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, said, the reward of these months are magnified very greatly. Allah gives much more reward for good deeds. And for sin, normally, your sin, how much you committed, only one sin Allah writes for you. But during these months, any sins committed, they are also increased. And they are increased to this extent, like a person in ihram committing guna. And he committed guna in the ihram. In ihram and in the haram, he is committing guna. So how terrible is that? So during these months, so we should be very careful about our cell phone usage, how we are using our mobile, and especially during this month. Also, at home, our attitude, our habits, fighting, quarreling all the time. At our workplace with people, we are arguing, fighting, controlling during this month. And then Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for the rest of the year. You won't have to make any much effort after this. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas Rahmatullah Ali says that if a person, this great opportunity, it is the greatest deprivation and loss to a person that he doesn't appreciate this month. This month are so valuable that appreciate them fully. Every moment we can't waste 1 second. So valuable they are. Who knows whether we're going to get Shaaban? Who knows whether we're going to get next year's Rajab? We have got this opportunity that has made the best of it. And the great importance of namaz, not only putting our legs straight, 4 fingers apart, and both of them straight, but the whole stuff also, but the whole of namaz, pay attention to our namaz. When COVID came, one announcement made, don't go masjid, wear your mask, social distancing. 99% of the people obeyed it. That now we have to do it. Allah's command about namaz, and we pay no attention. Who's going to correct it? What even think about it? Now when we stand up for namaz, our sunnah, our nature, we don't pay no attention. We still just carry on as we were. And if anyone has to tell us, then you say, don't stress the small stuff. Hey, these are small things there. How you stand doesn't matter. What is important is what is in your heart. And there's nothing in the heart. And we're just bluffing ourselves and bluffing other people. What is in the heart is important. What you have the niyat of a person, see his niyat. His niyat is faati. When his amal is faati, his niyat is faati. See, judge, don't judge him. Allah will judge. Allah judges by intention. When the outer things are so clear, you see, when you are worshipping in front of a cross and you are worshipping under a cross, what the niyat got to do with it? The thing is so clear that how passive and how positive, and you still respect that person and you still honor that person, and he's an icon. A person who destroys deen like this, and he sits there and prays for the kuffar and for their protection. And the worst of that, after all that, the Twin Tower thing, the person who engineered it, he has died recently. And he declared that before he died that it was, there was no attack on the Twin Tower. It was all their own planning. It was not exploding, it was imploding. They put all the dynamite there and they brought it down themselves. And after that still, we support those people. After they made us so big fools. And we all said, Osama bin Laden, he attacked the Twin Towers, and what a great, nothing like that. All this, they planned it all themselves, and now they came out with it. Similarly, how many other things? They all, afterwards, to show us our stupidity, they make it known also. Clearly they have said that the people of the world are like the Goyans, are like the animals. We just lead them by the nose. And we take them which direction we want to. And we are very clever when we follow them. And those who don't follow, who follow Quran and Hadith, these people are backwards. They don't know what is happening. They are too, what is that word? They just accept everything. Gullible. They are too gullible. And they are too naive. They are very naive. They just accept. The da'if people, the Quran praises them. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَحَاءِ. Who they should call naive people, gullible people, the Sahaba. Allah says, bring iman like the Sahaba. Saying, آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If you bring iman like the Sahaba, not like the iman of the White House, not the Gulen movement of iman, the iman of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you support those who support the way of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Not the way of those who support the Gulen and who pray on the cross for the kuffar. No, not that way. The correct way. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great opportunity. This great opportunity. Make the best of it. Allah give us all.